Good evening and a very warm welcome to our service for Wednesday of Holy Week, a service of the Word with readings, with a hymn, and with a devotional address from our companion through this week, Richard Giles. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving power among the nations. Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation. To you be glory and praise forever. As we behold your Son enthroned on the cross, stir up in us the fire of your love, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and walk with you in newness of life, singing the praise of him who died for us and our salvation. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever.
Take, take me as I am. Summon out what I shall be. Set your seal upon my heart and live in me. Take, take me as I am. Summon out what I shall be. Set your seal upon my heart and live in me.
That this week may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and for ever. Amen. Psalm 70. O God, make speed to save me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let those who seek my life be put to shame and confusion. Let them be turned back and disgraced who wish me evil. Let those who mock and deride me turn back because of their shame. But let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation say always, "Great is the Lord." As for me, I am poor and needy. Come to me quickly, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. Come to me quickly, O God. O God, our helper and defender, deliver us in our weakness, answer our longings and vindicate our faith, that we may see your glory in Jesus Christ, our Lord. A reading from the prophecy of Isaiah. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me, therefore I have not been disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me, who will declare me guilty. All of them will wear out like a garment. The moth will eat them up. Our canticle this evening is again taken from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, which the words of which have been our affirmation of faith through this journey we have been on in Lent. Christ Jesus was in the form of God, but he did not cling to equality with God. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, and was born in our human likeness. Being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. A reading from St. John's Gospel. After saying this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and declared, "Very truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he was speaking. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask of Jesus of whom he was speaking. So while reclining next to Jesus, he asked him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." So when he had dipped the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. After he received the piece of bread, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "Do quickly what you are going to do." Now no one at the table knew why he had said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the common purse, Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the festival," or that he should give something to the poor. So after receiving the piece of bread, he immediately went out, and it was night. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once."
My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour, for he hath regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden. For behold, from
Wednesday in Holy Week, events now take a more dramatic turn. On Monday, we glimpsed that all was not sweetness and light in Team Jesus. In the midst of that moment of grace when Mary anointed the feet of Jesus, Judas spoke up a contrary voice, a negative view. What a waste of money. What a scandal. He showed himself to be out of tune, but no one guessed how much so at that moment. He was the wrong one in their midst, a mole, a traitor. And sadly, in every human organization, betrayal can be a virus which destroys not only the victim, but the traitor too, as are shown eventually by Judas' descent into despair and taking his own life. One of the bishops I served under was fond of saying that we need only two sections of the Bible to live by, the Psalms and the Gospels themselves. And in the Psalms, we find a poignant and eloquent strain of reference to betrayal as one of the sorrows of the human condition. Psalm 41 says that even my bosom friend, whom I trusted, who ate of my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. And in Psalm 55, we read that it was not an open enemy that reviled me, for then I could have borne it. Nor was it my adversary that puffed himself up against me, for then I would have hid myself from him. But it was even you, one like myself, my companion and my own familiar friend. We took sweet counsel together and walked with the multitude in the house of God. Jesus cries out in this moment, "Now is my soul troubled." And we see in this moment the depth of the love of Jesus for us. We see his immense vulnerability, putting himself in the hands of others, risking the love of another human being, only to have it thrown back in his face. For he knew full well the frailty and the fickleness of human nature. But the wonder is in this picture of a vulnerable God, a God who is not simply omnipotent and all-powerful and distant and unapproachable, but that a God in Jesus who needs us as much as we need him. The poet Rainer Maria Rilke was the one who has opened the door to us on this insight and written about it so eloquently. In a poem called Neighbor God, he writes this: "You, neighbor God, if sometimes in the night I rouse you with loud knocking, I do so only because I seldom hear you breathe and know you are alone. And should you need a drink, no one is there to reach it for you, groping in the dark. Always I hearken, give but a small sign, I am quite near. Between us there is but a narrow wall, and by sheer chance, for it would take merely a call from your lips or from mine to break it down, and that without a sound. The wall is builded of your images. They stand before you, hiding you like names. And when the light within me blazes high, that in my inmost soul I know you by, the radiance is squandered on their frames. And then my senses, which too soon grow lame, exiled from you, must go their homeless ways. That picture then of a God of mutual love with his creation is the moment in which Jesus' full glory is revealed. And in this same gospel reading, he proclaims, "Now is the Son of Man glorified." In this moment, even of betrayal and despair, his glory is shown. And of course, we must not despair. Few of us are free of guilt for the things that we have done at various times in our lives. Sister Jean Prejean, a remarkable sister who worked in the death row of a prison in America's Deep South, ministering to those condemned to death, wrote that people are worth more than the worst thing they have ever done. And that applies to every one of us. And she added, "There are spaces of sorrow that only God can touch." The question is, what will we do with the time left to us? Not dwelling on the past, but living in this moment that we may know God afresh. The American poet Mary Oliver wrote a beautiful hymn to the wonder of creation called "The Summer Day." And she addresses a beautiful grasshopper which comes and feeds on her hand. And the closing lines of this poem, just two lines, are beautiful and haunting. "Tell me," she writes, "what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? What is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?" We now enter in our Holy Week journey the final stage. Confrontation is now inevitable once Judas has gone to do his work. Death, the most likely outcome. But we note that these trials are not to be seen as something to be got out of the way, to be pushed aside, even to be borne with fortitude, but they are the very means by which God is found, in which the mercy and life of God is discovered. We pray in the collect for the third Sunday in Lent, looking to Jesus, who went not up to joy before he suffered pain, and entered not into glory before he was crucified, that we may, walking in the way of the cross, may find it for ourselves none other than the way of life and peace. So the way of the cross is not a diversion from the way of God. It is the way of God. The French theologian Teilhard de Chardin wrote these words: "It is not enough that I shall die communicating. Teach me, Lord, to treat my death as an act of communion."
Let us pray. We use for our prayers of intercession the words of the litany this evening. God the Father, have mercy upon us. God the Son, have mercy upon us. God the Holy Spirit, have mercy upon us. Holy, blessed, and glorious Trinity, have mercy upon us. From all evil and mischief, from pride, vanity, and hypocrisy, from envy, hatred, and malice, and from all evil intent, good Lord, deliver us. From sloth, worldliness, and love of money, from hardness of heart and contempt for your word and your laws, good Lord, deliver us. From sins of body and mind, from the deceits of the world, the flesh, and the devil, good Lord, deliver us. From famine and disaster, from violence, murder, and dying unprepared, good Lord, deliver us. In all times of sorrow, in all times of joy, in the hour of death, and at the day of judgment, good Lord, deliver us. By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your birth, childhood, and obedience, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, good Lord, deliver us. By your ministry in word and work, by your mighty acts of power, and by your preaching of the kingdom, good Lord, deliver us. By your agony and trial, by your cross and passion, and by your precious death and burial, good Lord, deliver us. By your mighty resurrection, by your glorious ascension, and by your sending of the Holy Spirit, good Lord, deliver us. Hear our prayers, O Lord our God. Hear us, good Lord. Govern and direct your holy church, fill it with love and truth, and grant it that unity which is your will. Hear us, good Lord. Give us boldness to preach the gospel in all the world and to make disciples of all the nations. Hear us, good Lord. Enlighten Nicholas and Paul, our bishops, and all who minister with knowledge and understanding, that by their teaching and their lives they may proclaim your word. Hear us, good Lord. Give your people grace to hear and receive your word and to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. Hear us, good Lord. Bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived. Hear us, good Lord. Strengthen those who stand. Comfort and help the faint-hearted. Raise up the fallen, and finally beat down Satan under our feet. Hear us, good Lord. Guide the leaders of the nations into the ways of peace and justice. Hear us, good Lord. Guard and strengthen your servant Elizabeth, our Queen, that she may put her trust in you and seek your honour and glory. Hear us, good Lord. Endue the High Court of Parliament and all the ministers of the Crown with wisdom and understanding. Hear us, good Lord. Bless those who administer the law, that they may uphold justice, honesty, and truth. Hear us, good Lord. Give us the will to use the resources of the earth to your glory, and for the good of all creation. Hear us, good Lord. Bless and keep all your people. Hear us, good Lord. Bring your joy into all families. Strengthen and deliver those in childbirth. Watch over children and guide the young. Bring reconciliation to those in discord and peace to those in stress. Hear us, good Lord. Help and comfort the lonely, the bereaved, and the oppressed. Lord, have mercy. Keep in safety those who travel and all who are in danger. Lord, have mercy. Heal the sick in body and mind, and provide for the homeless, the hungry, and the destitute. Lord, have mercy. Show your pity on prisoners and refugees and all who are in trouble. Lord, have mercy. Forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and turn their hearts. Lord, have mercy. Hear us as we remember those who have died in the peace of Christ, both those who have confessed the faith and those whose faith is known to you alone. And grant us with them a share in your eternal kingdom. Lord, have mercy. Give us true repentance. Forgive us our sins of negligence and ignorance and our deliberate sins. And grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit to amend our lives according to your holy word. Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy upon us. Almighty and everlasting God, who in your tender love towards the human race sent your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, grant that we may follow the example of his patience and humility and also be made partakers of his resurrection, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Standing at the foot of the cross, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. May Christ, who bore our sins on the cross, set us free to serve him with joy. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.